It was not implausible that a courier would fall for her. Widow she might have been, but she was still fit, most likely from remaining on her feet all day. Any number of merchants, both her junior and senior, had made polite indications of interest, and Damla had just as politely declined them. Gaynor suspected that Damla would remarry at some point. It had been 3 years since her husband had fallen during Razia Shehan's attack upon Marsus. Some wounds took a long time to heal, or never healed at all. Gaynor knew that too well.
A disgraceful rumor, said Damla. I am a respectable woman. For the living flame's sake, you are not even a man.
A scandalous tale, said Kena, giving her reflection one final check. But it is better than the truth. If the Tescalotti knew who I really was, they would kill us all and burn the House of Agabizus to the ground. The Padishah's secret police were not merciful, and Kena was a ghost, a spy of the Emperor of Nymar. A bit of salacious gossip is a flimsy shield, but an effective one.
True,
Damla sighed, her black dress and headscarf rustling as she shook her head.
If my part in the defeat of the Grand Master's evil is a tarnished reputation, so be it. The price could be far higher.
It could be worse, said Kena, turning away from the mirror. Innkeepers and coffee merchants always have seedy reputations. But you could be an actress, or a circus girl. Damla shuddered.
I did that once before, and I have no wish to do it again. She grinned. Though if you wish to don a skimpy costume once more and parade before a crowd as Natalia of the Nine Knives, well, you are the circle master. I shall not gainsay you.
Kena laughed. Not today. I wish to avoid attention. Damla's smile faded.
Is this dangerous?
No more than usual, said Kena. There is a bounty of 2 million bezants upon my head. 6 months ago it had only been 1 million, but Kena and her growing network of allies had been busy. I am in danger any time I set foot outside, but this should be safe enough.
The courier, said Damla. Do you think it is a trap?
I don't know, said Kena. I have been circle master of Istarinmul for almost a year. I would have expected instructions from the Emperor and the other circle masters long ago. But I have heard nothing but silence.
And the rumors,
said Damla. 12 different contradictory rumors about the state of the Empire rebounded through the coffee houses of the merchants, each one darker than the last. They spoke of civil war within the Empire, or a plot against the Emperor, the eastern provinces rising in revolt against Malaray. Others claimed that the Imperial Magisterium, the Magi of the Empire, had splintered into warring factions, each faction seizing as many provinces as it could hold. Others whispered that the Ashbringers of old, the pyromancer priests of the Sadaic provinces, had risen from the dead to wage war upon their ancient enemies. But every rumor agreed upon a civil war within the Empire. Kena had received neither news nor instructions for nearly a year. A new Lord Ambassador to the Padishah's court had not even arrived from the Empire. And now, after a year of silence, a courier had arrived from Malaray. Perhaps the courier was real. Perhaps the courier was a trap. 2 million bezants was a lot of money, enough to draw the attention of bounty hunters skilled enough to execute such an elaborate ruse. If it is a trap, said Kena, even a trap has its uses, especially when turned back upon the man who set it.
You will be careful, said Damla.
Of course, said Kena. Damla shook her head.